Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's in London. And since the beginning of the pandemic, Joe and I have enjoyed this segment, Life in London. Right now, Life in London has two twists, and both of them are very political. The first twist is from the Times reporting these days, and I have to read the headlines, choice. Electric car sales switch into reverse. Costs and lack of charging network deter drivers. It hadn't occurred to me to ask before, Joe. Electric vehicles are very much subsidized here in the U.S. They're very much talked about by the Biden administration. The UAW and the Biden administration are now debating them because that's a deal of the strike. You might need fewer workers on the line with an electric vehicle. After all, there is no transmission. Than you do for the gasoline-powered BMWs and Mercedes that dominate the countryside. However, I hadn't asked about the U.K. The U.K. is committed to net zero until they aren't. Is the electric vehicle mania abetted in UK? Did it never exist? Is it not fashionable?
I think the problem is that no one knows, because here, as everywhere else, the electric vehicles have been so heavily subsidized that it is impossible to know what the market would look like if you didn't have all of the subsidies that are related to producing them, and then also the subsidies that are related to buying them. In fact, one of the interesting little twists on this where the UK might be leading the way elsewhere is that you get the impression from some of the reporting on this decline in sales. The part of the problem is growing uncertainty about how long some of those subsidies are going to be in place. I mean, right now, electric vehicles in the UK are exempt from a lot of road usage taxes that people need to pay, but that is not fiscally sustainable the more EVs there are on the road, because that means that you are taking out of circulation the gasoline and diesel powered vehicles that do pay the tax, and the government is going to need the revenue from somewhere. And so I think that part of this is a story about people wondering whether it actually makes sense to buy EVs if you aren't certain that they're going to benefit from some of these subsidies indefinitely.
And we turn to the gloomy headline, which goes along with the people cautious about buying an EV, which is in the London Times again. UK economy, quote, will be the second worst performer in the G20 next year. Doesn't even win the worst performing. Growth projections downgraded by OECD. What is driving this, Joe, of the poor performance? Is it the tax hikes that the conservative government have advanced already and recommended? Has that discouraged investment? Has that discouraged hiring? Why?
Yeah, I think that it is in all of the above economic situation right now, because I think certainly the tax policy and the discouraging investment is a big part of it. But you also have the fact that the inflation is not under control at all yet. And that starts weighing on consumer sentiment in some important ways. So I think that you have a bunch of factors that are potentially weighing on the economy. And precisely because of factors such as the bad tax and regulatory policies, they lose some of the opportunities that they would have had to try to buffer themselves from some of these factors that might be a little harder for them to control, like global energy prices or trade disruptions with other parts of the world or that sort of thing.
This is part of the story, but I don't know where it applies. Is Brexit a driver for the discouraging economic results, breaking away? The European Union is also struggling. Germany may or may not be in a recession. I can't tell. But was Brexit a boost or a negative for the UK economy to recover?
Well, I think, yeah, Brexit is one of those things where you can't say it's good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And I think that the problem that they've run into is that, now that Brexit has happened, the UK has lost a lot of the economic advantages that it had enjoyed from, unrestricted free trade with the rest of Europe. It has not come up with various policy reforms or tax reforms or regulatory reforms that would compensate for the loss of those benefits by creating a more dynamic domestic UK economy. So I think that it isn't necessarily Brexit by itself. It was the failure of politicians and policymakers to come up with ways that would actually justify Brexit and make it successful.
Is there talk about some accommodation, some not rejoining the European Union, but becoming a subordinate of the European Union, a way to spur trade?
I think that kind of conversation would be politically toxic at this point, and so no one is quite doing it. But I think that what you would expect to see over the next 2 years, if that's going to happen, is this gradual move toward easing this little rule or that little rule, so that, kind of like the proverbial frog being boiled, you might end up in a position where the UK is actually very closely aligned again with the EU, but it would be hard to point to a specific moment when it has happened.
So no electric vehicle surge in sales and the second worst performer in G20 next year. This sounds like a very Scrooge-like Christmas for the UK. Is that in the headlines, Joe? We have 30 seconds.
I think that it is just an environment of general uncertainty, and that does seem to weigh on people. And there's this sense that it becomes harder and harder to see exactly what the way out of the morass might be. And I think that that is going to have some political consequences for the Conservative Party government and be a big challenge for whoever ends up winning the next election, whether it's the Conservatives or Labour, to figure out what to do about it.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column for The Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's based in London, a gloomy London. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.